WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know, a lot of times I have these wise conversations and I bring my ice cream scooper in here and I eat my butterscotch ripple ice cream, but I've been meaning to have this guest on for a couple weeks. We were actually scheduled to do this back in March in advance of the season, but since then I have had Carrie Engel on from Valley View Farms talking about tomatoes with my wife, keeping mosquitoes away. My wife's trying to figure out how to get various plants of hers to bloom. We've been looking at the daffodils out here in the valley in Towson, and it is a flower season with a Good Friday and a great Easter ahead. It's a pleasure to have Calvin Collis on from our friends at Wise Markets with another Wise conversation about flowers. What's going on, Calvin? How are you?
Good. How are you? Getting all geared up for the weekend. It's one of many of the big holidays for flowers with celebrations at churches and different events. Getting those Easter lilies ready and getting your – actually, we have porch product that's coming out. People are buying it up. And everyone's just having a great time decorating because they're so eager to be at summer weather.
Well, listen, I know I can get anything. I shop in Wise all the time. I was in the Fullerton store, the Towson store, Maiden Choice. They all have flowers. They all have flower arrangements. Behind every one of them, there's someone like you putting this together and making it beautiful. You see it right when you come in the store. And it goes from Christmas to Valentine's to St. Patrick's to Easter to, you know, but this time of the year specifically, I'm a tulip guy. Okay. My wife and I had a plan to go over to Amsterdam to see the tulips. Man saved my wife's life from Germany. It's a long story. It's a beautiful story. You can Google it. But he provided two bone marrow transplants for my wife. So we were supposed to go to Amsterdam. It's on my bucket list to do the tulips southwest of Amsterdam where you see them. And this is literally the time. This is the week. Yeah. We were supposed to do it 2 years ago and COVID knocked it out. We're going to Amsterdam in about 6 weeks right now, 7 weeks. We're going to be in the Netherlands. I don't think it's going to be the same for tulips. But when I think of April, you think about Valentine's Day and roses and, you know, whatever the holiday would be. But this time of the year, nature gives us the flowers this time of year, right? Like literally all you have to do is drive around and see cherry blossoms. I was in New York last week, saw that. That this is the time of the year where if you love flowers, this is your season.
Yes, yes. And with tulips, you know, it's a lot of history behind tulips, especially back when Holland and all those were growing them. They were actually a currency. That's how expensive they were back then. And it's, you know, because of our, you know, us growing them even more, that kind of lost that currency feel. But that's how much tulips when they first started out is.
My favorite flower. And, by the way, I must tell you, and with all due respect, because I have a couple friends that follow me. In 10th grade, I got transferred out of typing class because I was missing a finger, Mr. Polanis. And I type like 80 words a minute now, but I had to like get out of that class because I was not going to make it. And they said your only choice is to take horticulture 7th period with Eve Lawless in the science department. So I had a whole semester of horticulture and photosynthesis and growing things. I don't know how much I remember from 1983 because that's when it was. But the love of flowers for me and my wife, we just moved out to the county. We've lived in the city in a building without anything other than mint and thyme and rosemary and, you know, basil. But we're now outside. This is the time of the year to plant, right? I mean, and I you're cutting flowers all day long and doing it for beautification, but this is the time of the year that everybody's thinking about. It's difficult to grow flowers. For me, it was always difficult. It's even more difficult when I see the deer out here eating everybody's stuff.
Yes. You know, you just got to know the tips and tricks of growing your own garden. You got to do some research. But these days, especially with like tulips and hyacinths and daffodils, basically you just put them in the ground and they grow year after year. They'll come up every year. They're usually good weather tolerant. And the good thing about tulips is like if you want the bloom to last longer when you're watering them in your pot, you don't use water, you ice them down. So what this does is actually slows the blooming process down and you can enjoy the bloom even longer.
Kevin, I want to go grab my wife right now, bring her in here and have her. You know, she's going to watch a second. Calvin Collis is here from our friends at Wise Markets. We call them Wise Conversation. We have a great time around here, and we mix it up talking about all sorts of things. It was kind of my vision for how this would go. So tell me about Wise Markets and flowers. When I think of Wise, and I talk about this all the time, there's a meat department, there's a produce department, there's a pharmacy. And in other states, there's liquor and beer. And there's just all of these departments. But the beautification and the front part of the store and the flowers, along with the produce, the first thing and the colors that we see when we come in. Tell me what goes into doing this, because you've worked for Wise for almost a decade now. They brought you aboard as the full official spokesperson for all things Wise and flowers. But this is a full time, 12 months a year. I always see fresh flowers in Wise.
Yes, we're constantly looking for that next trendy thing. For fresh cut flowers, we're always going, a lot of our flowers come from Israel, Holland, Colombia, Ecuador. A lot of our product comes from out of the country. And the reason that is because in their environments, they grow the most beautiful flowers. And we always are looking for the very best. We're very strict on high quality, making sure that the customer gets the very best. That's why we have on our roses, we get our roses from Passion Growers. You might have seen them on The Bachelorette and American Morning Show. They are guaranteeing the roses for 7 days. And a lot of our grocery industry doesn't do that, but we have a partner that guarantees our roses for 7 days.
That's significant. I mean, because I have absolutely on Valentine's Day surprised before my wife. I mean, back in, and you buy flowers and the next day they're dead and you're like, why? And again, I took a horticulture class in 10th grade, but I don't know the answer to that, but I would think it's oxidization, how long they've been there, how they're treated, the water, the food, the vase, the light, like all these are living organisms. They're sensitive, right?
Yes. So one of the things that when you get a bouquet of flowers from Fresh Cut, you just got to keep in mind, there's a packet of food in there. And a lot of times customers think that they just dump the whole packet on the first go around when they get them home. So the first thing you should do is cut about an inch off and make sure it's a 45 degree angle. Just making sure that you're only using half a packet. It usually tells you how to mix that up in nice, clean, crystal water. Because if you use the whole packet, it actually stimulates the flower too much and it will make the life of the flower shorter. So, and just making sure you're changing the water at least twice a week. Keep them out of the drafty areas, out of the sun. I know flowers grow in the sun, but once you fresh cut them, they can stay not in a very, don't put them directly in the sunlight.
So you want them in a shaded area in your kitchen or in your workspace. Yeah. Okay.
And it's actually proven scientifically that when flowers are put into rooms, and they did studies on this, it actually changes the atmosphere, your attitude and things like that. So
I like the way it smells. So, I'm so glad you're on right now, because I've literally been getting served tulip pictures and stuff, because I guess I've been talking about it. My wife's been talking about it, and we're in a position now to literally grow anything we want. I mean, we've got space, but there really is this part where growing tomatoes or growing vegetables, or Don Moeller wants me to grow lettuce, freshest lettuce ever, grow it in the backyard. I'm like, I ain't going to the produce department over Wise and pick it up. But there's a part for my wife. When my wife was battling cancer, she was bald and she had a mask on, which we're all familiar with the last 2 years. And they told her stay out of the garden because of bacteria. She was neutropenic at one point. And I swear my son was growing a garden that summer back in 14 and 15. And she went out with gloves on when she shouldn't have been, because she likes doing it. I didn't understand that. She's like, why do you do radio all day? Well, I like doing it. She really likes it. And it was something that was really, really important to her, that over the 19 years of living, this was my home, Kevin. We lived in the city in glass up in the sky. We couldn't grow anything. So first time out in growing, we've really tried to strategize. We haven't planned anything yet, but we've talked to as many people as we can to sort of strategize what we're trying to do.
Yes. What's a good thing about also gardening is very therapeutic. Especially, I know for gardening, for me, when I get home, you know, it's been a stressful day. Just, you know, going out there, it's almost like your children, because you're, you know, they're always growing. You get surprises every day. And a lot of plants like hydrangeas, you can actually change the color of them by doing chemistry with them. Like if you put coffee grounds around them, the used coffee grounds, that can change the color. Adding some iron, you know, it's a lot of things you can do to like change the color. And as our industry gets greater and greater in understanding how to crossbreed with other plants, that's why we're getting all these fascinating flowers, just like the tulip, the rose lily. Actually, when that lily blooms, it actually looks like a rose because it has up to 15 petals. So, and that was another hybrid of between a lily and a rose.
Yeah, I don't understand hybrids, but I do know, like, somebody put a tulip up the other day. It looked like it was on fire. It was like yellow and red and orange, and it literally looked like a fire flame. And I thought, wow, man, you know, I mean, we've come a long way from black roses and Shakespeare, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's the great thing about tulips too. You know, when you go over to Holland, Amsterdam and all that, their facilities are state of the art.
Am I going to see blooming tulips in June, or is it only in April? I mean, if I go to, if they're going to have any tulips, or am I going to be disappointed? It's going to be gone, like going to look for cherry blossoms in June. You're just not going to see them.
Yes. So it all depends on the grower. We get tulips all year round.
Okay.
So they're growing them somewhere. There's probably huge what do you call them?
Well, they're in the fields, yeah. There, right? Like I've seen, yeah, the shots from like drone videos, and more than that, you can even see it on Google Maps. You know when they're in bloom, it's crazy.
Yes. It's in the greenhouse. That's what I wanted to
greenhouse,
say.
Greenhouse, sure.
And they use, you know, they're the best growers of anything, basically, because they put millions of dollars in understanding the product and knowing how it grows and what they can do better. You know, they use hydroponics. They all to state of the art. A lot of times in their greenhouses, it's not a human hand touching anything, because it's all like machines. And so, and they're just growing the very best. And, you know, I think our customers like that they can get tulips in January all the way up till December.
See, now you're teaching me things, because I see them this time of the year and it's like playing golf. People see the Masters and you can play golf anytime, but the first week of April, people get into it. Happy Easter to everybody out there celebrating Good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday for us. We're going to be at Greenmount Station up in Hampstead celebrating with the Maryland Crab Cake, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries. We're having a wise conversation right now. Calvin Collis is here. What? I don't have your title. What is your, you're out in Mount Airy, right? You work at a store, right?
I'm actually, I oversee, I'm the lead designer for the company.
Okay.
And I also am a certified floral designer through the American Institute of Floral Designers. Also, I oversee an entire region. So Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware, I oversee the operations of those stores. And also back to the lead designer, working with a team of folks that we're going after the trendy stuff, making sure that Wise Markets and our customers are getting something that they can't get at another grocery store, but they can get it at Wise Markets.
Well, I'm going to come get some tulips and maybe surprise my wife. Don't tell her that. Yeah. She would be surprised, because she loves flowers. And we're out here. I mean, just seeing wildflowers blooming in the fields, little purple buds, even dandelions, little yellow dandelions popping,
yep,
up. It's spring has sprung, and squirrels and the deer and the raccoons are out trying to get a hold of it. You can always get the fresh flowers with our friends at Wise Markets. And we're always having wise conversations. Thanks for coming on and being a part of the show today, Calvin. I'm glad we connected after a couple weeks. It feels like the perfect, yes, timing, serendipity, that I started, yeah, to see daffodils and you've appeared this week.
Yes. Appreciate you.
Thanks for coming on. Calvin Collis, he is oversees all of the floral arrangements for everybody at Wise Markets. You got one right around the corner from you. Make sure you stop in there and say hello. Our Wise Conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets and our friends at Royal Farms as well. We're moving out and about here this week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.